Hey guys, welcome to Explain It To Me. This is a bi-weekly podcast in which I, your host, Dr. Bilakota, talk about a topic in neurology. Today we will be talking about electroencephalography, or EEG. EEG, or electroencephalography, is a common test for evaluating and diagnosing seizures and epilepsy. It records electrical activity of the brain. It is safe and painless. The electrodes are small metal cup-sized discs that are attached to your scalp using some glue and some paste. These wires connect to an electrical box and they record your brain waves. The machine then records the electrical activity, which look like squiggles, and your doctor will then download that data and review it. Now, what is the purpose of an EEG? The EEG shows patterns of normal or abnormal brainwave activity. For instance, normal brainwaves are nice and smooth. Abnormal brainwaves that can cause seizures can be sharp and pointy, suggesting that that area of the brain is irritated and can create seizures. Some abnormal patterns may occur with a number of different conditions, though, not just seizures. These include head trauma, stroke, brain tumors. There's also something called slowing that shows up pretty frequently on EEG. That's nonspecific and can be seen in a variety of causes that is not specific for seizures. So yes, with epilepsy and seizures, you can have slowing, but that's not specific for it. What we're looking for is what we call epileptiform abnormalities, which is essentially spike and sharp brain waves. So if you have focal seizures, the spikes and the sharp waves on the EEG are in a specific area of the brain, such as, for instance, the temporal lobe. That'll show that that's where your seizures are coming from. In the setting of generalized epilepsy, you can have the spike and sharp waves all over the place, coming from everywhere. That suggests that the whole brain is irritable all at once. Let's talk a little bit about the different types of EEGs. The most commonly done EEGs are routine EEGs. These are about 20 to 30 minute long studies in the office. I find these to be helpful, but only up to a limit because it is a small sample size and it's while the person is awake. So although we do these, I find them to be limiting and not often that helpful. What we prefer, or what I prefer, are ambulatory EEGs, which are longer EEG studies where this device is actually applied to your head and you take it home. We can record for 24, 48, or 36 hours. I usually do a 24-hour study just so we can have enough sampling of your wakefulness and your sleep activity. Oftentimes, abnormal brainwaves come out in sleep, so it's really important to evaluate what your sleep looks like. Now, how that works is the EEG is attached to your head, you go home, you keep it on for 24 to 72 hours, whatever your doctor decides. They'll give you a diary where you can write down everything that you're doing at that time. There's a red button that you can push if you feel like you're having a seizure or if you're concerned that you're having an event, and that bookmarks it in the whole recording. So then we can look at what you wrote in your diary or your log and kind of correlate it with what we see on screen. So I find ambulatory EEGs to be helpful. Routine EEGs are okay, but again, like I said, they're limiting. And then lastly, there's video EEG, which is an EEG test that's done in the hospital with a video on you the whole time. There are different purposes to this. One, if someone is having events that are concerning for seizures, but we're not sure if they're seizures, it'll be nice to see what exactly is happening on video while the EEG is also recording the brain waves, and that way we can correlate and say if something is a seizure or not. This is often done in the hospital. There are take-home versions of this test, but I don't find them to be as helpful as being done in a hospital, just because of camera placement and things like that. Video EEG is also helpful in the setting of pre-surgical evaluation. So if you want to be evaluated for surgery and we need to capture some EEG seizures to first see where your seizures are coming from, we often do it with a video EEG. Other names for video EEG includes EEG telemetry, EEG monitoring, or inpatient video EEG monitoring. All of these mean the same thing. And actually, video EEG is the gold standard for diagnosing epileptic seizures versus events that are not epileptic seizures. So that is EEG testing in a nutshell. Every lab is going to be different. Every hospital is going to be different. If you have specific questions about what's going to be helpful for you or what you should expect, definitely speak with your doctor or the EEG technologist at your center. I will say that if some centers do the bright flashing lights and the heavy breathing, or they'll have you do that while the EEG is on your head. Not all of them. We definitely do it in the hospital. But some will do this in the clinic EEGs as well, and that'll check to see if you have a what we call a photoparoxysmal response, which is if flashing lights brings on the spike wave activity. That's helpful as well. And the heavy breathing hyperventilation can trigger some abnormalities in some people. So that's it. That's EEG in a nutshell. I hope this was helpful. I'll be back again in a few weeks to talk about another topic in neurology and epilepsy. If there's anything specific you want to hear, let me know. Otherwise, thank you so much for joining. Have a good week. Bye-bye.